A recent report has found that a lot of Australian children haven't got a clue about basic financial management. Things like how to read a payslip, how interest works on a credit card, and whether to save or invest. And as a result, could make bad financial decisions that ruin their lives a little down the track. So is it time to introduce financial education to our children as early as possible in school? Lacey Filipich is a financial educator based here in Perth and runs courses for both children and their parents. Lacey, when do you think you should start teaching children about how money works?
I think you can start from the moment they really understand money, which is, for me, probably about 4 years old. I see kids understanding the concept of needing to exchange money for goods, and they certainly get the concept of waste very early in life. And waste is an excellent way to talk to kids about money. You know, things like we don't waste water, we don't waste electricity. You can talk about not wasting money, and that means they don't even need to understand the maths of it. They just get the concept of it's a precious resource and we treat it wisely. So you can start before even they start school. My mother taught me about money from an early age and always encouraged me to save some of everything I got, including birthday money and pocket money. And so from a very young age, I saved half of everything I earned. And that stood me in good stead when I started learning about money as a teenager and investing, and I was able to start investing in my teens. I always certainly put half away. She encouraged me to put away as much as possible. I think people often talk about sort of 10 to 20%. I think when you're young and you're at home, you know, it's disposable income, you can save as much as you possibly can. And if you make a habit out of it, you don't even think about it. And that's certainly what happened for me.
What is your number one tip then to get your children on the road to a good financial future?
Well, I think saving is the fundamental thing that every child needs to learn, and you can apply that throughout your entire life. So that's the one thing I like to tell people. The one I also like to talk about with teenagers just before they get to 18 is about avoiding bad debt, so things like credit cards.
Lacey, what about in primary school? And this probably varies from one school to the next, but what are some of the lessons, or what should children be learning at that level?
I think when you're in primary school, so anything from sort of 6 to 11 years old, understanding that things cost money and that you need a budget is important. So I really like it when families are able to talk about money around the dinner table and explain what things cost and the decision making. And the point about that is not to make kids worried about money, but to make them feel empowered about the choices they have with money, because that's really the important thing, that they learn to make good decisions. So focusing on that kind of stuff and having that saving as the fundamental backbone of it all is a wonderful thing to do if they're in primary school.
And do you think it's important that children physically see the money rather than perhaps putting it into an account of some sort?
That's a really good question. And it's a hard one too, because like even Monopoly at the moment, you can buy a Monopoly game and it's all electronic. You don't even get the paper money, which is pretty extraordinary. and I think obviously our world is moving more that way. I think for young kids, it helps to have something physical. So if they can get coins and then they have, say, you know, multiple jars, like a jar for saving, a jar for spending, a jar for giving, that kind of thing, or envelopes, it's a really good way to start. But the fact is that we do use our online systems a lot. So I actually really like if you've got an online system, like a bank account balance, for the kids to have a chart where they just mark their balance on the chart on the wall. That way they don't actually have to physically handle the money, but they're still paying attention to it and it's going through their brain.
What about taking a look at a pay slip? Is it important to get children to have a look at something like that, maybe as they get a bit older?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great thing to do before they reach about 14 when they all start going and getting jobs. Well, I hope they go get some jobs. But it is an important thing to understand because, of course, if your employer doesn't do the right thing by you, whether through accident or, you know, intentionally, if you don't pick it up, no one else will. So there's cases of people being underpaid, not getting their superannuation when it was owed to them, that kind of thing. And it's really the onus is on you as an individual. No one's going to do it for you. So the sooner kids understand what they're entitled to, what their minimum rates are, and making sure that they're actually getting what they're supposed to be getting, the better. And really, we start getting paid, you know, from work, usually around sort of 14 years old when we get a tax file number. So it's good to get to them before then. I think the thing with money is it's okay to buy expensive things and it's okay to buy gadgets and it's okay to have holidays. But the point is that you make it an active choice and that you say, I've got this resource and how am I going to spend it? So teaching kids, yes, we're going to go on this holiday. To afford that holiday, I had to work for how many weeks it was, or we had to go without some special luxury. And understanding that it's a choice and a decision that you make. The idea of spending for everything, I can understand. I'm a parent. I know how it feels. You don't want your kids to miss out. But it is really something that happens a long way down the track for them, and that if they don't have that respect for money, then it will flow through their whole lives. And that's why you see generational wealth disappearing.